Shemur v'Rabbeisai, we want to thank everyone for coming to commemorate the sixth yahrzeit of our chaver, Rabbi Akiva Shammai ben Rabbi Eliezer. Mashiyase hazman lo yase haseichel. As time passes, the memories, the lessons, the impact of our chaver, Rabbi Akiva Shammai ben Rabbi Eliezer, it deepens. Our connection to him deepens. The memories continue to percolate, to affect us. And the fact that we're all coming together here tonight is a testament to his koyach, the koyach of Rabbi Akiva, how he has kept us together, and how his influence continues to carry us as we live our lives every day. Without further ado, it's a very big kavod for the Rav to be here, Rav Khan, Rav Shiva, Shiva Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, the Marda Asher here in our community, Knesset Avigdor, to become for the Rav to share with us Divrei Torah and Divrei Zikaron.
Share the Amud with such an extraordinary and wonderful person as Rabbi Levine is really a schus in and of itself. That's the truth. I was thinking that we have many ways of saying the same thing. In retrospect, we reminisce, we think, and we think essentially the same thoughts. But what the Torah does is that the Torah provides us the vehicle to be able to take those thoughts and see new insights, new, and be inspired in a new way. In the same way that you look at Psukim for the first time, even though you know the Pasuk Baal Peh, even though you've heard the Pasuk 1,000 times, even though you've learned it, and you've heard the Psukim in Kriyas HaTorah and so on and so forth. But once suddenly a pasuk looks at you and starts communicating with you in a way that it never did before. And this is incredible. I think the same thing is true with memories. You know, you can remember vignettes, you can remember moments, episodes, you can remember the person's gestalt, but then something triggers. And what's interesting is, for me, when I was asked to speak, one thing led to the other. The nuance of the pasuk led to a certain insight into the spirit and koiches and nefesh of Akiva Shammai, of Rav Akiva Shammai, Zichrono Livracha L'chayei Olamo, that maybe we never expressed fully before. So I go to a pasuk in Parshas Ki Savo. The pasuk declares that there's a love affair between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. And it uses a word that Rashi himself says we don't find its match anywhere else to be able to compare it and say what the pshat is. But he thinks the pshat is this, and other mefarshim think the pshat is that. But everyone's masking about the basic idea. And the word I'm talking about is he'emarta. He'emarta he'emircha. Which you find in Ki Anu Amecha, in the piyut, Anu Ma'amirecha V'atoma Mireinu. So what is the pasuk trying to say? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has reasons to love us, and we have reasons to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why does the Ribbono Shel Olam have reasons to love us? Because we keep the Torah, we keep the mitzvahs. Why do we have reasons to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because he chose us as an Am Segula, and he made us Elyon Al Kol HaGoyim. That's what the pasuk says. So let me read to you just very two psukim. Es Hashem he'emarta hayoyim liyos l'chol elokim. You chose HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you devoted yourself to him, that he should be your Eibishter. V'laleches b'drachav, v'lishmo chukav, v'mitzvaysav, v'mishpatav, v'lishmoya b'koylev. So this is all the obligations that we have. We listen to him, we keep the mitzvahs, we go b'drachav, darke Hashem, halachta b'drachav, the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchos Deis, and especially at the end of the parak. That's the Leches B'Darkei Hashem, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved about Avraham Avinu, Ki Yedatev L'man HaShav Hashem, with Derech Hashem. When we integrate the Midos of the Ribbono Shel Olam, Mahu Rachum Afato Rachum becomes one with our personalities. We don't have to think about it. We do it naturally. We respond instinctively. This is the first thing that he mentions. And then the Lishmachuk of Mitzvah, Pasha, to keep the mitzvahs, keep it literally, keep it exactly, punctually, punctiliously. Lishmaya B'Kayla, and whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that's what we listen to. What about the other way around? V'Hashem Ha'amircha Hayoy. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do for us? How does he manifest his love for us? So the Pasuk says, V'Hashem Ha'amircha Hayoy, Li Yislo La'am Segula, Kasher Dibar Lach, V'Lishma Kol Mitzvah, V'Lisitcha Elyon Al-Kol HaGoyim Asha Osa, V'Silu L'Shem L'Sifaras, V'Li Yoyscha Am Kodesh L'Hashem Elokecha Kasher Dibar. There are four things that are mentioned here, and one of them is completely an anomaly, because it belongs in the other chelek. It belongs in what we do for Hashem. V'lishmar kol mitzvosav. The pasuk says Hashem makes you His am segula. Kasher dibeloch, He keeps His promises. L'sitcha elyon akol agoyim asher osa v'tehila l'shem l'tiferes. Gevaldik. Look what He does for us, and we are the am kodesh that He chose. V'atem tiyu li mamleches koinu v'goy kodesh. What is Lishma Kol Mitzvosav doing here? Lishma Kol Mitzvosav, first of all, is a Chazorah Shir. We already said Lishma Chukav Mitzvosav Mishpatav. And that belongs in the Chelek, what we do for Hashem. What's it doing in the Chelek, what Hashem does for us? And it's a Gvaldik Kasha. So what's the Teretz? The Malbim has this Kasha implicitly, and he says that because I have the Malbim here. So I'll tell you what the Malbim says. Sheftikha cho Hashem sheyosim mimcha kol meineya umafriya milasais mitzvaysav. He answers the kasha. He says, it doesn't mean that Bnei Yisrael keep the mitzvahs. That's what we do for him. That's what we do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will enable us to do the mitzvahs. It's what we call in the colloquial siyata d'shmaya. Hashem is saying that He's giving us siyata d'shmaya. What bothers me, it's not that it bothers me, but what's missing in his pshat is that the Ikos Chosim and HaSeifa, it says, V'lishma kol mitzvosav, it doesn't say anything about what Hashem does to facilitate this. That the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, Liyos L'Olam Segula, and that we should be the ones that are Lishma kol mitzvosav, is a tremendous vote of confidence. That through thick and thin, and in all matzovim, and in everything that's thrown at us, we still remain steadfast and faithful. We can have churban, you can have golus, you can have all kinds of tzaras, private and public, klal Yisrael, yechidim. A person could be in Auschwitz and still celebrate Purim. How is it shaykh such a thing? It's totally incongruous. It's a stira minei obey. That's lahashman al-gab, and there you see lahashman al-gab in front of your eyes. So what are you celebrating Purim? It's a Purim that Haman was Matzliach. How could you celebrate Purim? And nevertheless, there are stories all over about how Yidin celebrated Purim. How Yidin celebrated Purim. Maybe they drank some muddy soup, which was useless, but it kept them alive a little bit longer. And they called that the Yayin. Their Mishtaker with their Tzaras, but their Mishtaker. Chayavinish lebesume bepuraya. It's Pile Ployim. So that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam says. No other nation. I gave the Torah, I offered it to everybody. Nobody wants it. I give them a mitzvah, kalab, sukkah, shema. They kick the sukkah because it's hot. What are you kicking the sukkah for? Go out, bitzar. Now the Torah says, you're not shaykh to the parasha. But Klal Yisrael is shaykh to the parasha. They were the ones that lishma kol mitzvosav. So you understand very well where I'm headed. Because it's so pashut. I mean, a person should be able to have such an unbelievable commitment that he was able to be mashpia on others to have the commitment, in spite of the most difficult and most demanding matzavim, full of pain and suffering and discomfort and all kinds of. So everyone else would say, they would cave in, they would climb under the rug, they would climb under the blanket, they would say, listen, Baruch Shalom, you throw me such a geirul, this is my shigzal, so what do you expect from me? And the fakat, there was the shmeichel, and there was the enthusiasm, and there was the demanding of others, the this seder and that seder, and vubinsto, and how make chavrusis. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, the chaver who were in the yeshiva know it better than me. But I knew it from the shul. I knew it from the fact he used to come over. The truth of the matter is, I don't know how many, but yes, listen to the drushes with such an eisen kashevis, because he always came and he had always a ha'ara, always an extra comment, always a tanya de misayaya. It was incredible. And this was all going on with going to the hospitals, and this was all going on with all kinds of things that we can't even imagine. Can't even imagine. That's Lishma Kol Mitzvos of Hashem says, Giba Kuka Nakiva Shamay, then you'll understand what's so precious. Why I think so highly of you, why I care about you so much. Why is it L'sitcha Elyon Al Kol HaGoyim L'tehila L'shem L'siferes? And that's why L'yoyscha Am Kodesh. It's an unbelievable thing. And that's what I wanted to share with you. Poshet, a nuance, a knetch in all the things that we've said. Maybe this particular Nakuda didn't come out exactly in this way. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezakas to keep hearing nuances, to keep hearing new things. I was thinking to myself, it's the 6th yard side, but the truth of the matter is, how many years was it since the coma?
Seven more.
You're talking about a kaimalon from a bar mitzvah of years. It's a long time. And the memory is very fresh. Doesn't matter whether there's 15 people here or 50 people or 100 people. It doesn't make any difference. Because even the people who are not here, but the people who he was mashpia on, the people who have not just a memory, you know, we talk about zichronis, malchus, zichronis, and shofar, zichronis, because Baruch Hu never forgets, but there's a certain way of bringing something to the fore. And that's the purpose of what we are doing. But not just tonight. In the person himself and all the constant reinforcements that he provided in our emunah, in our dveikus b'Hashem, in our avodas Hashem, in our hasmada, in our tefillah, this is something that he has a credit for, l'olam v'od. Whether a person recalls it or not at any given moment, but it became part of what his life was from then on, and the hashpa that he has on his family, his children, his einiklach, and azei vaita. Because the hashpa l'toiva is endless. So we are very, very fortunate to be able to say these dvarim, even a little belatedly. And Bezes Hashem Yisbarach, we should be in the house of Simcha and Mazel and Nachas and Gesund. And where is Reb Sadia? No, that's it. He's upstairs. Reb Sadia and I are very good friends. Very good friends. You know, the Ribbono Shel Olam has his cheshbonos, but I always say that the difference and the distance between me and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Vilna Goyen, and who knows what else, many, many more, is much, much greater than the distance between the two of us. Person has to know where he's holding. We are all with our limitations and all with our trying very hard to work with the capacity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us. Anyhow, if he's coming down, yeah? He's coming?
He's coming.
Sadi.
Come on.
Well, from your perch up there, I'll give you my bracha. You know, Sadi needs a very special bracha this year because he's involved in a brand new program which is mamish tailored just for you, right? And Bezus Hashem Yisbaruch, you'll be so matzliach that everybody will be jealous of you. Could you imagine? And Bezus Hashem, so if you ever need a ride, and I'm available, you call on me. And if you ever need anything there, you can call on me also. But I just want you to know that we are very, very much inspired by you and by what you're trying to accomplish. And Bezus Hashem should be a zechus for all of us.
Amen.
So that's what I had to say. Bezus Hashem, we should be zeichetake, to gesund and to atzlocha. You reach a certain age and you know, you should always understand that, but that gesund, the bereshis bara, is, that's the critical factor. Dav zayin gesund. And the rest of it, Bezus Hashem, with the Ibn Shalom's help, will come along. And once again, I wanted to thank Rav HaGoyin, you know, Mamish, a tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham, for giving me the opportunity and for calling me and for reminding me. That's also something. Ah, this is perfect.
The
rabbi is here. The rabbi is here.
Yeah,
many
of them
are you.
Yeah. Uh-huh, that's it. Look at that. Rav Sadia, you see him there, right?
Right.
Absolutely. Okay, so I have to go speak by Reb Ezra Klein now because he's making a Yard Site Suda. And I know that it's recorded. If you want to send it to me, his drasha, I'll be happy to hear it. But we go back a very long time, Baruch Hashem, and it's a very nice back-to-back. Back-to-back, Bezus Hashem. You should have atzlocha, a good tevach, everyone, a good mechaydash.